Take a copy of the Word of God and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. This evening we'll be reading verses 1 through 58 of 1 Samuel chapter 17. A very familiar passage to us. This is the Word of God. Now the Philistines gathered their armies for battle, and they were gathered at Sukkah, which belongs to Judah, and they camped between Sukkah and Azekah, and Ephes-Damim. Saul and the men of Israel were gathered and camped in the valley of Elah, and drew up in battle array to encounter the Philistines. The Philistines stood on the mountain on one side, while Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, with a valley between them. Then a champion came out from the armies of the Philistines named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was clothed with scale armor, which weighed 5,000 shekels of bronze. He also had bronze greaves on his legs and a bronze javelin slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and the head of his spear weighed 600 shekels of iron. His shield carrier also walked before him. He stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel and said to them, "Why do you come out to draw up in battle array? Am I not the Philistine and you servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then he will become your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall become our servants and serve us." Again, the Philistine said, "I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now, David was the son of the Ephrathite and of Bethlehem in Judah, whose name was Jesse, and he had 8 sons. And Jesse was old in the days of Saul, advanced in years among men. The 3 older sons of Jesse had gone after Saul to the battle, and the names of his 3 sons who went to the battle were Eliab the firstborn, the 2nd to him Abinadab, and the 3rd Shammah. David was the youngest. Now the 3 oldest followed Saul. But David went back and forth from Saul to tend his father's flock at Bethlehem. The Philistine came forward morning and evening for 40 days and took his stand. Then Jesse said to David, his son, "Take now for your brothers an ephah of his roasted grain, of this roasted grain, and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to your brothers. Bring also these 10 cuts of cheese to the commander of their 1,000, and look into the welfare of your brothers, and bring back news of them. For Saul and they and all the men of Israel are in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines." So David arose early in the morning and left the flock with a keeper, and took the supplies, and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the circle of the camp while the army was going out in battle array, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines drew up in battle array, army against army. Then David left his baggage in the care of the baggage keeper, and ran to the battle line, and entered in order to greet his brothers. As he was talking with them, behold, the champion, the Philistine from Gath, named Goliath, was coming up from the army of the Philistines, and he spoke these same words, and David heard them. When all the men of Israel saw the man, they fled from him and were greatly afraid. The men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who is coming up? Surely he's coming up to defy Israel. And it will be that the king will enrich the man who kills him with great riches, and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel." Then David spoke to the men who were standing by him, saying, What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should taunt the armies of the living God?" The people answered him in accord with this word, saying, "Thus it will be done for the man who kills him." Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger burned against David, and he said, "Why have you come down? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your insolence and the wickedness of your heart, for you have come down in order to see the battle. But David said, what have I done now? Was it not just a question? Then he turned away from him to another and said the same thing, and the people answered the same thing as before. When the words which David spoke were heard, they told them to Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail on account of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth while he has been a warrior from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant was tending his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went out after him and attacked him and rescued it from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God. And David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and may the Lord be with you. And Saul clothed David with his garments and put a bronze helmet on his head, and he clothed him with armor. David girded his sword over his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. So David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them. And David took them off. He took his stick in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in the shepherd's bag, which he had even in his pouch. And his sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. Then the Philistine came on and approached David with the shield bearer in front of him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy with handsome appearance. The Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine also said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the field. And David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord will deliver you up into my hands, and I'll strike you down and remove your head from you. And I'll give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it happened when the Philistine rose and came and drew near to meet David. And David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand into his bag and took from it a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. And the stone sank into his forehead so that he fell on his face to the ground. Thus David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. And he struck the Philistine and killed him, but there was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath and killed him, and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. The men of Israel and Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines as far as the valley and to the gates of Ekron. And the slain Philistines lay along the way to the Shaarim, even to Gath and Ekron. The sons of Israel returned from chasing the Philistines and plundered their camps. Then David took the Philistine's head and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his weapons in his tent. Now when Saul saw David going out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, Abner, whose son is this young man? And Abner said, by your life, O king, I do not know. The king said, you inquire whose son the youth is. So when David returned from killing the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the Philistine's head in his hand. Saul said to him, whose son are you, young man? And David answered, I am the son of your servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite. And that is the word of the Lord. See, the main focus of this chapter is on the one who defies Yahweh. Many times a similar word is used throughout this chapter in the English, which we see in the form of derides, defies, reproaches, mocks, taunts, words like that. It's the same word all throughout. We see it in verse 10, 25, verse 26, 2 times, 36, and verse 45. Goliath is actively, very actively, defying Yahweh. Now, this cannot continue, yet Israel stands by scared and frightful of this man. And we know from what we've seen in the past that Yahweh is not going to stand for this. And so we have David, Yahweh's instrument. What we see is David's faith in verse 26. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should taunt the armies of the living God? And it's compared to all the other people of the army and Saul and all the other people of Israel. They were scared, weren't they? But not David, because he knew that the living God would defend himself. And so these are the first recorded words of David in Scripture. Doesn't having a living God make a difference in this situation or for us in all situations? Absolutely it does. In tragic situations, tough situations, do the people around you know that you have a living God because of what you say and how you live? Before the destruction of Goliath, we have here to hear Eliab's rant about his brother. Verse 28, Eliab is much like Goliath. He's really no different in this context. He's showing himself to be very similar. Goliath in verses 42 to 44, just like Eliab, expresses contempt for David. In some ways, even Saul does this by saying that David is not experienced enough to be to fight this man. Verse 33. In response to Saul, David tells him of his experience in shepherding sheep. Verse 36, that in doing so he has killed both lions and bears. And this Philistine is no different. When the lions and the bears attack his sheep, it's the same as the Philistine attacking Israel. Again, you see this faith, his faith. This Philistine will be just like one of the lions or the bears that he's killed. He's taunted the armies of the living God. Yahweh delivered me then, he says. He will deliver again. He's delivered us countless times. He's going to deliver again. He's even delivered you in the greatest way in salvation. Remember this, beloved, faith is sustained in the present during those tough situations. It's sustained in the present as it remembers Yahweh's provisions in the past. And we have a whole history of God and Yahweh providing for us, showing His provision, delivering us all throughout the Scriptures, even up through your life, even throughout history and church history. You have all these examples of the Lord providing. So we need to be continually remembering Yahweh's provisions in the past, that in the present we'll be able to stand with faith, sustained. Why does David know he will be delivered? Not because he'll tough it out or that he's smarter than this giant, Goliath, but because he knows the true God. That he will deliver him, and the Lord will. Circumstances vary, and yet Yahweh remains the same. He's going to deliver his people. We see then the battle. David, what wasn't really a battle, but the fight. David, who has been cut down to be weak by Saul, Eliab, and Goliath. He lays aside Saul's armor. Even the symbols of man's strength aren't good enough. They're of no use when it comes to Yahweh delivering his people. Over and over again in Samuel, we've seen that same thing. Even in the Judges, what matters are not the weapons of war, or even that you have the symbols of Yahweh's strength, or even Yahweh's presence. Remember the ark? We've already seen that. That didn't matter. It didn't cause Israel to beat the Philistines before. It actually hindered them. What matters is that you have the real God, the true God, to defend you, to have to deliver you. David did, and that's why he struck down Goliath with a rock and went over, he took the sword and killed Goliath. This chapter then is about the honor of Yahweh's name. The Goliath defies his name, and Yahweh honors his own name by delivering Israel from and delivering himself of this wicked man, Goliath. Now, what does this mean for us? This should not keep us from going around and thinking and talking about how clever and brave David was. It's not about that at all. This chapter is not about David's courage. This chapter is not really about David. It's really about the Lord. And do not steal glory away from the Lord. How many times do we see that over and over in Scripture? People try to do that. We see it in all around us in the church. We do that ourselves when we don't praise the Lord for His goodness, for His provision, for delivering us. Don't steal glory away from the Lord. The warning here is that if you do, then you're no different than Eliab, Saul, or Goliath. And so any boasting that is done in David should lead us directly to boasting in Yahweh Himself, just as it says in Galatians, one of my favorite verses, boast only in the cross of Christ. All of our boasting should be a boasting in the cross, in Jesus. And so here the Lord delivers and saves His people. He's the same God, and He will not allow His name to be dishonored. That's the Lord who we need, and we need faith in. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank You that we have a God who delivers His people, Your people, us, at the right time. That He is not a God who will put up with those who dishonor Him. And therefore, we should not stand by idly, just like Israel did, frightened, when others dishonor Your name, Father. Rather, we should stand up and proclaim the promises. That's what David does here. We thank You that he shows that there is none who will taunt the armies of the living God. That it will not be put up with. We know that You are the God of strength, and that You will not allow dishonor upon Your name, but You will bring honor to Your name and glory to Your name, that every knee will bow at the last. And so we praise You for that. And thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who delivers all of us in the greatest deliverance there is, even when we ourselves have dishonored You. In Your mercy, You have shown us great, infinite grace. And so, Father, we pray this day that we would not find in any man or woman the joy and the glory and the strength or anything that comes from You apart from You. Let us not find it in any man or woman, but that we would give all glory and honor to You. That we would not be like this Philistine or like the people of Israel or like Saul. That we'd be similar to David. That You would raise us up and grow us in the sanctification, cleansing us of our sins. That we would, that people would know that we serve the living God by what we talk about, what we sing about, how we live. Father, give us faith. Let us stand against all those with Your word who dishonor You. And give us faith this day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.